This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Crowley, Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis, and we have new information about George Pickens from a man that we trust, from a newspaper that has stood the test of time, and that is Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a Steelers insider for us here on 93.7 The Fan. And Ray has reported that a source told the Post-Gazette George Pickens has shown up late for work on multiple occasions this season. Oh, Doran. Perhaps a theme of today's show is the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yes.
Pirates get Paul Skeens, and you know what? It was exciting every fifth day. They still didn't make the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Steelers have new offensive coordinator, new quarterback. They're only averaging one more point per game than they were last year. Uh-huh. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The Penguins. Power play stunk. Bad start to the game. Goaltender's just out to lunch.
Yep.
That ain't going to change. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And hey, the Steelers have a maligned wide receiver showing up late, causing problems on the field, causing problems off the field. And my read on this, Doran, is if Jerry Dulac were reporting that Pickens had arrived late to a couple of work-related things, that it would be coming from ownership or it would be coming from Mike Tomlin or above. That Ray Fittipaldo reports this tells me that when he's in the locker room, guys are pulling him aside off the record and letting him know exactly what's going on with George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pickens' teammates might be putting on a brave face, and all credit in the world goes to our guy Pat Freiermuth for yesterday defending his teammate. That's the right thing to do.
For sure.
But enough guys, I think, are pissed that they're going to reporters such as Ray and letting it be known this guy has been a problem.
That is the absolute right thing to do by Pat Freiermuth, and kudos on him. But that wears on you after a while.
Sure.
And you don't want to have to answer for somebody else. The last thing you want to do as a player is have to answer questions about somebody else's situation or somebody else, because we're all grown men in that locker room. I don't want to have to talk about you, and I don't want you to have to talk about me. I should be able to talk about me, and you should be able to talk about you. That was the right thing by Pat, but the next time Pat's going to be like, okay, well, all right. Well, yeah. You know, he's a young guy and, you know, he's a talented guy and, you know, we're pulling for him. The next time, all right, like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had enough. And That's the right thing to say, but that doesn't mean that that mentality and that feeling and that thought process isn't happening right now with some of his teammates looking and seeing that he shows up late while everybody is there putting in the work. That, you know, and you know how I feel about stuff like that. When people are late, when people don't show effort, I talk about, you know, even my kids. Like, that's the main thing I talk to them about every single day. You can control your effort. Everything else, I don't care. I don't care if you drop passes. I don't care if you, you know, miss a three-pointer. I don't care if you strike out. But is your effort 100%? Because everything else will happen. Everything else will fall in place if you can control your effort. And that's how sports are played. That's how life is. And other people are relying on you in sports. Other people rely on you in business. And if I have to rely on you and you're not taking it as serious as I am, then there's an issue.
Yep.
And there always will be an issue for at least successful people. People that are in that locker room are successful.
Every one of them.
And there's only one way to do it. There really is at the end of the day. It's everybody pulls their weight. Because if there's one weak link, then you will lose. That's just how it is. And if you don't want to, if nobody wants to hear that or believe that, I don't know what to tell you. But if there's one little weak link in anything, you will lose. Everything has to be buttoned up. And as his teammate, like, you know, it's, you almost don't even want to talk to him. You want to have him figure it out, because if he can't figure it out himself and he needs talking to, that's even worse than him just showing up. Like, if I have to go talk to you, if Pat Freiermuth has to sit down with George, that's even worse. Like, you don't have this figured out by now in year three? This is the NFL. We're trying to win football games and you're showing up late? Get the, I mean, as a teammate, I'd be furious right now.
For sure. Absolutely, and that's why I think it got to Ray.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't want to put him on blast publicly. You don't want to put your name, your face behind it. The best Steelers teams didn't handle it that way, and I do think there's an issue of leadership on this team, because George Pickens is one of your best players. There's no doubt about that. He's certainly one of your best talents. And Antonio Brown would show up late to stuff, but when he'd be there, he would bust his ass. On the practice field, after games, the way he ate, the way he put things into his body, that guy was serious about being a great football player. He was. Maybe show up late to meetings a time or two and to events.
Yeah, but life is crazy, though, too, because like there are exceptions. There are exceptions for guys like that, and that's just how it is. And I mean, it's not... You know, it's not something that you want to, you know, hang your hat on of having exceptions for people, but there are some people that are really good at what they do, and you know that they will show up whenever the time is needed. So sometimes you just are like, all right, well, you know, hey, is he going to be on the practice field? And is he going to be able, is he getting covered? Is he scoring touchdowns? Okay, fine. And that's Antonio Brown. That's not George Pickens.
No, he's got a goose egg in the touchdown column.
Right.
Antonio Brown had 1,848 yards, I'm pretty sure,
yeah,
one season.
You'd be like, okay.
I think that's fine. No. Oh, whatever AB's doing, working for him, it's working for us, it's helping us when we're going to deal with it. You also, at that time, and before that, when the Steelers were playing in and winning Super Bowls, you had your best players also be the leaders.
Yep.
Like Joey Porter.
Yep.
Jerome Bettis.
Hines.
Hines Ward.
Paul Amalu.
Paul Amalu. Alan Faneca. Heath Miller. And the list goes on and on. The Killer Bees. You had Ben there. You had offensive linemen who were Hall of Fame adjacent kind of players, and Marquise Pouncey, David Castro, at least very, 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 very good players who would speak up when needed. Now, the offense is so young. You have a veteran quarterback in Russell Wilson, but he's new to this. You've got Cam Hayward, but he's on the defensive side of things. TJ Watt, I don't necessarily think is this outspoken leader kind of guy. You don't have dudes in the locker room policing the locker room. And this is just an educated guess on my part, the way that it used to happen. Yep. Now, maybe you just don't have as many good players. I think that's true, too. But I don't think this stuff would have flown with those teams that we're talking about. Again, with AB, he was a different animal because he was so good. But you think James Ferrier ain't grabbing George Pickens around the neck, man, saying, buddy, get it together?
Man.
Right?
Man. I mean, policing the locker room should only have to happen one time. And 2000, yeah. I mean, rookie year 2010, different football. And if somebody, even on the Houston Texans, we weren't even good. But if somebody messed up or was acting out, it never got upstairs, first of all. It never got to the coaches. It never got to the front office. The players handled it in the locker room, and it only happened once. You only get one strike. You only get one strike. And then after that, see ya.
The leadership guys, the leadership council, they're taking care of
this. This is how we operate. You know, you either fall in line or you're out of here. And you're right, though. Like I don't know if that's every other 31 other teams, that how those locker rooms and the leadership, I think that has shifted. I don't think that teams and players operate like that anymore. It's a lot more individualized and, you know, worrying about other things than football, that I don't think people are comfortable with calling other guys out anymore. I don't think it's a Steeler problem. I think it's just a culture sport problem, or even in a culture problem. Really.
Could be.
Young culture problem.
Yeah, I mean, and then if I translate that to sports, you think, and I've said this for a long time, but you got high school recruits. They're promised playing time. They're put up on this pedestal. They get to have press conferences. They're picking from hats. You've got coaches in press rooms celebrating when 18-year-old kids are committing to their college. That's going to make guys feel even more important than they are.
Yes.
And congratulations to the 18-year-olds for working their asses off to get there. That's not what I'm saying. But you are making them feel like they're bigger, at least for that moment, than the team. And now you think about NIL and your ability to transfer. And when things go wrong, you can just not battle through it. You can go someplace else. And I'm all for player mobility and things of that nature, but I do think there are repercussions, and all that filters up to the NFL.
Yep.
There's no question about that.
Think about the gameplay. Think about the when we watch on Sundays, does the quality of the games that we watch, do you think it's as good as it once was about a decade ago?
I don't think it is, no. And Brady said stuff like that.
If you have eyes and you've been watching football for a long time, you can absolutely tell that the quality of play is not even near as good as it was, I mean, even 6-7 years ago.
We blame officials for the flags. A lot of that has to do with poor fundamental play. Yeah. You also can't practice as much as you used to. Right. Tackling's worse than it's ever been. Offensive line play's not very good. Yeah, I'm with you, man. So it isn't just this uniquely Steelers problem, but it is a habitual deal here where, like, Deontay Johnson, you talk about back in your day with the Texans, one thing happens and it ain't happening again, or else you got real issues.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Johnson's fighting with Mitch Trubisky 2 years ago, and then he's fighting with Minkah Fitzpatrick, according to reports, and yet he still is on the field in a position to not recover a fumble because he's not working his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just progressively got worse and worse and worse, and I'm sure it was addressed initially.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was. That's probably what happened, is Minkah walks up to him and says, cut your crap out.
Yep.
On a couple of occasions, he didn't cut the crap out. So eventually, he gets shipped out of town. But if George Pickens eventually gets shipped out of town, whether it's before this deadline or before next season, they're just going to wind up backfilling the roster with another George Pickens, because that's the way it goes. That's the way it's always gone around here.
And I really can't believe, and the guy has come under some fire a little bit lately from the bigger stage, from the national media. But like I said before, it usually never got to up top, never got to the coaches whenever you had issues in the locker room or issues with the player. But whenever it did, it got handled. And for Mike Tomlin to be around for so long, to see different generations of football and to kind of, you know, embrace all of that, for him to let these things go on,
yeah,
is absolutely insane to me. It is. Because that trickles onto the field. I mean, you watched Broderick Jones last game. It looked like he didn't even know what some of the plays were. I mean, you start to wonder really what happens in practice. Like, our guys paying attention. Does Mike Tomlin have, you know, a real good, strong hold on this football team? And has he? When's the last time he really has? Because this happens every year.
It does happen
every year. Every single year. And you would think from, you know, the experience that he has had with some of the older guys and back in 2008 and the Super Bowls and stuff like that, and, you know, how guys operated, like the Farriers and you know, the Troy Polamalus, and you would think that he would step in whenever he needed to step in. Now, he might, but is that message getting through?
Clearly not.
Doesn't seem like it.
Clearly not. I say it's not a uniquely Steelers problem because I just think it is the culture that we're in. And as we've discussed, I do think we see it a little bit more here. When we also analyze this team and we put this team under the microscope, and we're not watching the other 31 teams as closely, but it does feel like every single year this happens. And I think the Steelers are in a very odd position with Pickens because he has not lived up to expectation. At times he's been good. He's a highlight reel machine, but he's not consistent. But they need him because they don't have any other playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. So you're caught in this bizarre purgatory here where you can't really punish him because you're probably going to score 0 points right. offensively.
Right.
But you have to punish him because it's not going to get better. And so the beat goes on. It's wild.
It is.
So I just kind of want to open it up, and we can talk about this, and we will in the next segment. What the hell do you do with George Pickens? 412-928-9370. I think there's one obvious answer here, but it seems unlikely. 412-928-9370. He played 59% of the snaps against the Cowboys. He played 76% of the snaps the first month. Load management. 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, phone calls pouring in on George Pickens. The latest from Ray Fittipaldo in the Post-Gazette is that Pickens has shown up late a couple of times for work. And I'm guessing that came from guys within the locker room, off the record, to Ray Fittipaldo. We'll take your calls, 412-928-9370. First, though, I wanted to pull this during the break. Callus during the pre-show.
I gotta make them. They come. I can't speak this.
I wouldn't play that if I didn't do the same thing routinely.
I gotta make them. I can't speak this.
It's the sound at the end. I can't.
I can't.
It's like you spontaneously combusted there.
Yep.
Like you're a YouTube video that's buffering, because it was so early in the morning. All right, back to George Pickens. We were talking about this during the break, Doran. You've got Justin Fields, last best shot, seriously, to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He needs George Pickens. You need to be able to rely on that guy. Run your routes at 100%. Be in the right place. work your tail off the way that we know Justin Fields is working his tail off. And if it's Russell Wilson, all the same stuff still applies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russ needs this guy too. I think Pat Freiermuth's a really good player. Jaylen Warren's been out. Cordarrelle Patterson's been out. The offensive line's banged up. The guy that's supposed to be the best playmaker on this offense, you can't trust him to do what he's supposed to do. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm pissed.
Mad.
Real mad.
Real mad.
Steaming mad.
Look at my situation in Chicago. You think that this is hard? Like, look what I have to do right now just to keep my career alive, and you're over here moping around. Like, we need you. I need you. Like, I don't know. Like, what could he be mad about? Like, maybe being challenged by his receiver coach, because we know that that's happened a couple times, and his receiver coach is a damn good coach. He's a really good NFL coach.
Hard-nosed guy.
Hard-nosed guy and doesn't take any nonsense. Maybe that, you know, Azani is challenging him and George just doesn't like that type of coaching. I don't know what he could be mad about. I mean, look what the stat line the game before the Dallas game?
He had 100-plus yards.
Right.
11 targets, 7 catches.
Well, he's not getting the ball.
Right. It was his best game. And if I'm Pickens, here's how I'd think about it. I need to go out there and work my ass off every day, not just during games, every day, meeting rooms, film study, practice field, on the field, every day, because if you do and you're open and the ball finds you, you're going to make $120 million.
Right.
All you got to do is play good soldier and you're going to be generationally wealthy. Come on. But then he's writing open bleeping always. He's grabbing a dude's face mask. He's late for meetings. This is the way you play yourself out of the league.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you're on the path. And here's the other thing. And we kind of touched on this in the first segment. You did eloquently. Guys like Freiermuth have to talk for him. Because he hasn't talked.
Right.
He's not meeting with the media. And when I say stuff like that, inevitably I get texts, tweets, maybe calls. He doesn't owe you, the media, anything. He doesn't owe me anything.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't owe Ray Fittipaldo or Caboli or Jeff Hathorn anything. Go stand up there and answer questions so that your teammates don't have to. Not to mention, every player is required to speak during the week, mm-hmm. if they're healthy.
It's being a professional.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's a way of doing things, being a professional, and he's not being a professional. So he doesn't owe anybody anything, but it's a part of being a professional. And like you just said, now everybody else has to answer for you.
Yes.
And you, like, why would, if you're okay with putting your teammates in that position, then there's issues too.
Yes.
Like, that's a whole other side to it.
Great point. And he should also be smart enough to see the writing on the wall. And I don't question George Pickens' intelligence. I don't like when anybody does that ever to any player in any sport, because you're not there. You don't know what they say to the media. Sometimes they just don't want to talk to the media. I happen to think George Pickens is a very bright guy. So he should have seen Deontay's not putting the effort in. He gets shipped off to Siberia. They bring in the aforementioned Azeez Ansari
mm-hmm.
as the wide receivers coach, who's a I'm going to get in your face and hold you accountable kind of guy. George, don't you see what they're doing here, man? They brought in Allen Robinson last year, and a lot of the talking points were, oh, this is a veteran, and okay, whatever. But that was a lot of what they talked about. George, they're telling you, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your snap count reduced, and Tom was making up BS lies on your behalf. Like, read the room, George. Read the room. Turn it around. I want you to get paid. I want you to use your God-given talent to get paid. It always bothers me when people don't make the most of the opportunities yep. that they've earned. He's earned the right to be an NFL player. He's 1% of the 1%, just like you. You've got a chance to provide for yourself and your family for generations if you get your head out of your ass, man. Get your head out of your ass.
The Steelers gave him the loyalty in most ways to say that you're our guy. You're our number one receiver. Like, you can't be mad at the team.
Man,
you can't be mad
so
at the coaches. You can't be mad at the organization. They looked at you and were like, you're our number one guy. Now, they did go. You know, I mean, they're going to do what's best for the team, and they're going to talk to other players. They're going to talk to IU. They're going to talk to Davante Adams, because that makes the team better. But heading into the season, man, like, you, they looked at you and were like, hey, we're going to get rid of Deontay because we have you. So we want you to grow. We want you to get better. We want you to take this and run with it. And now you're, you know, doing the things you did last game, and your reps are reduced, and now your coach is making up things because of load management whenever you needed to win a football game, and they know that you're the way to win and produce. It's just, it's no good. It's no good.
It's no good. And there's only one solution, I think, because I don't know that they're going to, quote-unquote, punish him or hold him accountable enough that he's going to just change overnight. Like, the obvious solution is you trade him and you get Davante Adams. I just don't know how likely that is. And I'll say it again for the umpteenth time. I said it a lot yesterday. He's not going to be a Steeler in 2025.
Mm-mm.
He's just not. You can't pay this guy $30 million a year, $25 million a year. John in Cranberry wants to talk about George Pickens. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I love this. You caught me perfect time. It's my wife's birthday. I was listening to Paul Zeiss music while catching a greeting card for my wife's birthday in Walmart. But I got out of there in time to... holy cow, that's... Don't ever go to Walmart this early in the morning. It's... Wow.
I'm sure you see some things out there, John.
Yeah.
That's why, guys out there, I know your demographic. Don't wait as long as I did, because that's what you just run into. So anyway, hey, I'm going to hit this quick. You're right. He is setting himself up to fail. They knew this... We know who they are. We know who he was. They knew this in the scouting report when they drafted him. But they always said, you know, Tomlin was the player's coach. If anybody he could play for, it was him. They drafted him. This is on the heels of AB. So here's my question. The defense, and Doran, no offense, Adam. Doran, you know this. The defense, even with team leaders in the locker room, defense stays on their side, offense stays on their side. Who is the offensive leader? Who is the vet on the offensive side to pull him aside? Because it's not going to be Mike.
John, say, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Happy birthday to your wife.
Yep.
Thank you.
I mean, there is none. You just talked about it. And if you want to say there's one, it'd be Isaac Seumalo, because he's been the most tenured. But there's no... life, there's no world, there's no universe where an offensive lineman would go challenge a wide receiver.
No.
Or call out a wide receiver. Unless it was, it just wouldn't even get to that back in the day.
No, if you got 10-year vet Marquise Pouncey, it might be different. Like a guy who has been here for that long.
Right.
But even then, your best leaders generally aren't your offensive linemen.
No. And then you talked about the Russ situation. Like, he would be the leader, but he hasn't taken a snap.
Right.
So he has to lead himself before he can lead others.
That's right.
So, like, there is none. And there wasn't any last year either. There wasn't any the year before that either.
That's what happens when you have a veteran-laden defense and a lot of their draft capital's gone into the offense, and so you're hoping that these guys can grow, be very good players, and very good leaders, but this is still an offense that's young. And Najee Harris and George Pickens and Deontay Johnson, to an extent, before obviously they shipped him out, like, all these guys have known nothing but mediocrity.
Right.
Like, the culture that they have ain't the one that the old teams had, because those teams had experienced success. This team knows we're a playoff bubble team, and when we get in there, we get our asses kicked. So how can you even draw an experience when your only experience is, we've been okay?
Yeah, but you know what? I totally understand where you're coming from, but the one thing that you can take, if there's one thing you can take from college, is that success. And George played at Georgia.
Good point.
Najee played at Alabama. Like, that stuff doesn't change. The foundation of that does not change from high school to college to the NFL. That doesn't change. If you're around success and you win, there's only one way to do it, as I said in the first segment. So, like...
It's a good point.
Those guys have been around a structured environment where they know what it takes to win. Broderick Jones. Darnell Washington. I mean, these are guys that are not, you know, they're not, and not to slight any schools, they're not coming out of Akron.
Right.
They're coming out of Alabama and Georgia. They've won. So you can't carry that to the NFL. You know what it takes.
I think it's Zach Frazier's culture of winning from playing under Neil Brown.
Frazier was the best player at his position in college, so yes, he understands.
He does understand. You're right. That's a really good point by you. You can't tell me walking into the SEC championship game, you don't have the same kind of nerves, same kind of feeling as you do walking into Baltimore for Steelers Ravens.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's a good point. They need to know better.
Yeah.
412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on the George Pickens conversation. Coming up next, one of the key Steelers who's been missing these last few weeks says he thinks he's got a chance to play on Sunday. And boy, what a difference he would make. We'll get to him when we come back. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We'll go over that coming up in the next segment as well. Talking about George Pickens, the latest from Ray Fittipaldo is that he's been late to some team meetings. No good. At some point, you got to start thinking about the seeds that are planted. What I mean by that is you draft a guy, that's a seed. You plant him, it grows into a malcontent wide receiver, right? But you knew when you bought the beans, this is a bad analogy, but I guess I'm going to keep going at it. When you bought the beans, you knew it came with a warning label. And we knew that there were some red flags with George Pickens at Georgia. Now, competitiveness is not a bad thing. Frustration is a natural thing. It's how you handle those emotions. I feel like it's how I talk to my almost five-year-old daughter. Like, yesterday, she didn't get to be, like, the line leader at school, so she came out and she was moping. And I said, frustration is normal. Mm-hmm. Disappointment is normal. That's life. It's how you handle it. Did you cry? And she said, no. And I said, okay, good job. You handled it well. You're allowed to feel this way. How do you emote, right? Pickens is allowed to be frustrated. A lot of people on this offense should be frustrated. It's how you handle it.
Right.
But when you draft a guy that you knew handled it poorly in college, they don't have the track record of reforming these individuals. And so I don't know why now they would think, oh, it didn't work with Deontay. It didn't work with AB. It didn't work. I mean, XYZ. Why they think they have the magic elixir and formula that's going to get these guys to walk the straight and narrow, it doesn't make any sense to me, and I think they're probably going to need to reevaluate. Like, Roman Wilson's a guy, he loves football.
Mm-hmm.
Loves football, did all the right things, blocks. Not as talented.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a fine line there. I just wonder if they're going to change the way they go about doing things.
I think whenever, like, you talk about all the guys that you just said, there's a reason why that they do this. There's a reason why. You talk about AB, you talk about even Martavis Bryant.
Sixth round.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Second round. It's like, okay, like the talent is top 10. But everything else, that's where their draft slot, that's why they fall. We can get the talent at that draft slot and in hope and pray, you know, it's a 50-50, it's a crapshoot. You know, it's like, all right, they're either going to be this way or they're going to be this way. But the talent may be, you know, more important than the outside stuff. And it worked with AB for a long time. And they had that formula from AB. It's like, okay, like we knew what this guy was. He fell to the sixth round. And look what he became. And, you know, it ended the way that it did. And I think good things come to an end at some point. And it's like, well, you know, if we could find another one of those, hey, might as well take a shot. And that's a lot of teams operate.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, and I was going to say a quarterback has a lot to do with it. And it does, but Diggs and Josh Allen weren't seeing eye to eye. Did you see their embrace after the game the other day?
Yeah, give them a side eye.
Woo! Little side eye action. That was not exactly a warm embrace. So they had their issues. It happens everywhere, but I do think Ben had a lot to do with it too. Ben had a lot to do with it too, where he's going to get the ball to the open guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to score a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to keep those guys happy. Would be nice if the Steelers had a running game, too. That might make it easier on the wide receiver and quarterback. Jaylen Warren practiced yesterday in a limited capacity. He said either before or after practice that he thinks he could be playing on Sunday. I think that would be a big deal.
Significant.
Whew.
Yes. He looked pretty good from the clips I watched.
You watched some clips?
Yeah, he was doing some running back drills. He looked like he was full speed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cutting. No limp. Nothing.
Look. People have called out the offensive coordinator. They've called out some people, the quarterback. They've called out the wide receiver. Oh, offense got a lot of issues. Offensive line banged up. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of truth in that. Injuries are also playing a role in the offensive struggles, too. They haven't had Jaylen Warren at 100% all year, and in some instances, they haven't had Jaylen Warren. I think he makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So get his ass back and see what it looks like. Long list of guys on the injury report, Doran. Russell Wilson did practice in full. Najee Harris did not. KZ did not. Warren, limited. Minka, limited. Herbig, no. Highsmith, no. Sayamalu, no. Pruitt, limited. Patterson, no. Watt, rest. Hayward, rest. Leal, no. Larry Ogunjobi, no.
Jeez.
And that's it for the show today. It took us 4 hours to read the Steelers injury report. We'll get back into the Steelers. Definitely going to get into Pitt. Pat Bostic going to join us at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, one of the themes of the show, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Happened to catch the Penguins last night, Doran?
A little bit. I chose to watch a horror movie instead at some point, and a lot of people tweeted me and said, you are already watching a horror movie.
That's right. The Penguins power play scarier than anything you could have been watching. We'll get to all that coming up next. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to be joining us from 7 o'clock until 9. It's coming up in a few minutes here. Penguins lose last night 6-0. Seven of their next 9 games are on the road.
Jeez.
So you can't afford to come out of the gate slow here. And all the problems we had with last year's team, all of them, apart from overtime, because they didn't even come close to getting there, they reared their ugly heads again, Doran. Jari gave up 4 goals on the first 11 shots he saw, and really it was 5-on-12, and they called the one back due to offside.
Yep.
Which was bad D-zone coverage, but Jari, man, you're allowed to make a save. They were 0-for-3 on the power play and allowed a shorthanded goal, so picking up right where they left off. They allowed a goal about 2.5 minutes into the game, which happened a ton last year, within the first few minutes of periods, in the last few minutes of periods, well, guess what? They allowed 2 goals in the final 3 minutes of the first period. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the Rangers are really good, and the Penguins are maybe a bubble team, but they look exactly the same.
Yep.
Exactly the same.
Right.
That's the most... oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Uninspiring first game of a season that I can remember in a really long time.
Ever. It's so early. There's so many games. But, like, you begin to wonder, like, whenever you get routed like that at home to open up the season, like, how that does feel in the locker room and how you can kind of paint a picture where it could be a successful season. You start to question already?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, you just do. You're human beings, and you just start to question whether you're players, whether you're front office, whether you're the coaching staff. You're like, man, like, this is what it looks like whenever we, like, all offseason we have to prepare for this game to start the season, to grab some momentum, and this is what it looks like. How can you fool yourself to think it's going to be better?
Right. It's one thing if you lose a game to start the season. Whatever. That happens. It's hockey. You play 82 of these things.
Right.
But now it's like, ooh, they got to play 82 of these things? Like, that's how I'm feeling today. They get a chance tonight against Detroit, bounce back. Crosby talked after the game, and he said there are a lot of lessons to learn from this one. You had all offseason to work on all these issues, and seriously, all the things that plagued them last year plague them again. I don't think you could have Igor Shesterkin or Vasilevsky from Tampa in net, and the Penguins are winning the Stanley Cup, but you can't bring Tristan Jarry back. The optics of that are very bad.
Bad.
He stinks.
Bad.
He's bad. And we're going to see Blomqvist tonight because Ned's not available, and Ned gave them a spark last year. I can't believe they came back with this guy. I can't believe they signed him in the first place.
Right.
I can't believe they brought him back again this year and are expecting something to change. And that's the same with Sullivan, too. I think Sullivan is a hell of a coach, but NHL coaches have a real short shelf life. Real short shelf life. Those Stanley Cups were a long time ago. He should be in the Penguins Ring of Honor. He's one of the winningest United States born coaches of all time. Maybe he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame one day. He's the United States Olympic coach. He's a hell of a coach. But it ain't working here anymore.
No.
And It's evident because they didn't change their defensive structure at all. That was apparent in the first game. They don't change tactically against a team that's clearly faster than them when they want to be one of these fast teams in the NHL and don't have the personnel to do it anymore. I don't know how you can watch the game last night and think that this is going to have a different result last year, unless you think the different result is they're going to pick in the top 10.
Right.
That's the result I could see.
I just, like, for the first time ever, I never heard in my 36 years, or like, let's say 30 years of watching Pittsburgh Penguin hockey, that I can recollect five guys during an intermission that are former players and some Hall of Famers and one of the best player ever clowning the Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, literally clowning them on the, you know, AHL team. You know, what are they doing? This is ridiculous. Like, I've never heard that. And whenever I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness.
And there are, I think, four of the guys on that desk had played for the Rangers before. Mm-hmm. So you would think they'd be sitting there gassing up the Rangers and pumping their tires. No, they went right for the throat of the Penguins. And we had Anthony Bevilier on the other day. He's a very nice man and has had a decent NHL career. But he's a role player. Drew O'Connor's a role player, and they're playing on Crosby's wings. I get that Rust is hurt, but that's the best he can do. Sidney Crosby can be here for the rest of his career, just signs a contract, and that's what he gets to play with? It ain't good. Ain't good. Pat Bostic is good. He's going to join us for the next 2 hours. We always have fun with Pat. We'll get to Pitt because we're going to have Bill Hillgrove on at 7:50. They got a big game this weekend. Penn State's got a big game this weekend. We'll start with the Steelers stuff, though, with Pat before we get into a lot of college football. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.